Chof Dalet Tishri, Wednesday the 23rd of September, Rabbi Yeshua Pozen, Lasting Lessons from Yom Tov.
Here should be for Shalema, for all the various different Chodim that we know about, that we don't know about, and particularly Yosef Dov and Chela. Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, expands on a mitzvah sase, a mitzvah which isn't so well known, and not so much spoken about. The mitzvah was Zacharites, Kaladerech, Hashadicha, Hashem Lekecha, Zer Aborim, Shona Bamibo. There's a mitzvah sase on us to remember the different journeys that we took on our derech as a nation, Klal Yisrael, through the Midbar. And Shari Tshuva explains that this mitzvah is not just to reflect back the Havdil Kilu on a history book as to what were the different stops which Klal Yisrael made along the way through the Midbar, because what would be the tachlis of such a mitzvah? The mitzvah is that just like Klal Yisrael went through a journey, and that journey, each stage on that journey had a different lesson that Klal Yisrael was meant to learn, that Klal Yisrael was meant to internalize, so too, each and every one of us needs to take stock at different stages in our lives and look back and reflect on the different steps that have taken us to where we are at that particular given time, and to learn the lessons of the past in order to help project the future. If that's true on a global scale, then possibly as well on a smaller scale when it comes to today, where we're about to now begin long winter months ahead. And we've just been through, hopefully, an incredible Chodesh, and various different parts along the way of the Chodesh, and various different lessons and various different emotions that each and every one of us has been feeling in our own way. And maybe it's kedai to just spend the half hour that we have doing a little bit of chazora to make sure that we don't, chas v'shalom, almost, you know, turn the page back to the chol machzor and forget everything that's just happened over the last month. Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch, Parashas Ekev, has a beautiful piece, has many different beautiful pieces, generally and in Parashas Ekev. There's one particular piece which I saw for the first time yesterday, someone showed me, and I think it's a beautiful piece. We know that the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Levona is very strong. Our Chodesh is guided by the Levona. Our year is guided by the Levona. The first mitzvah which Klal Yisrael was given was a Chodesh HaZelochem, the mitzvah of Mekadosh the Chodesh. Before I should explain the lesson of Hischadshus, the potential to a person to continually grow and renew. But Shimshon Fol explains that like the moon waxes and wanes, like the moon starts off with nothing that we can see, and then it goes eventually up to a full moon, and then it wanes back to nothing that we can see again, so too, those different parts of the month, those different parts of the Chodesh, have different connotations to them and different relations when it comes to the Yom Tovim and why they fall, when they fall. He explains when the moon is at its fullest, that's when the sun is shining all its light on the moon, on the Levona, that's Takova time when Klal Yisrael are at their peak. That's when everything is fully niskala, everything's very clear, everything's very apparent. And therefore it's no mistake that the Yom Tovim of Sukkos, Yom Tovim of Pesach, fall on Tesvav. Yom Tov of Pesach is the Zman HaGeulah, it's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly took us out from Mitzrayim. There's no more clear and apparent Yad Hashem in our lives than the Yom Tov of Pesach. And therefore for that to fall on Tesvav, when the Levana is full, makes a lot of sense. The Yom Tov of Sukkos is again a different kind, but similar kind of Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing His love for us, it's showing how He's looking after us on a regular basis. how he looked after us historically and how he looks after us now. So that too falls on Tezvav. However, Rosh Hashanah falls, by definition, Rosh Hashanah, when beginning of the month, when there's no Levana at all. It says Rosh Hashanah fall at the beginning of the month, Rosh Hashanah comes along at a time when Klal Yisrael needs a shake-up, when Klal Yisrael needs an awakening, when faket, we need to really, so to speak, start from fresh, start from new. Look back on ourselves, look back on how we were, and look back on where we're meant to be. So that after comes a time in the Chodesh when there's nothing there. Then, in Matzliach, in Rosh Hashanah, and we start waking up, we start realizing, hang on, we need to do something here, we need to change. So the Yom Kippur comes along in the first quarter of the Levana. It's just beginning now. It's just now. It's beginning to get brighter, the Levana. It's not yet full, because there's a new chance of hope. We're learning the lessons from Rosh Hashanah. We're learning the lessons as we pass through our Aseres Mitzvot until we come to Yom Kippur. And if we're Matzliach there, then we come to Sukkos, which also says, well, when the Levana is clear, when the Levana is boiled to all of Klal Yisrael, the Ava and the connection between us and Klal Yisrael. He says that Shavuos falls as well in the first half when the Levana is beginning to get big, but it's not yet full. Because even though Shavuos is man Kabbalah Satayr, but Kabbalah Satayr is a two-way street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, but there's no point in Klal Yisrael having the Torah if we're not prepared to do what's required on our part. So it's not yet known at the time of Kabbalah Satayr that this is going to be a shidduch which works properly. This is dependent on us and how we respond and how we react and how we makabel the Torah. And therefore that's the reason why Shavuos comes while the Levana is beginning. Of course it's a time of hope. The Levana is beginning to get bigger, but it's not full because it depends what's going to happen next. Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the only yontif we have, Minatera, that comes at a time of the Chodesh when the moon is waning, when the moon is getting smaller and smaller. What's Pshat in Shmini Atzeres? We know that Rashi tells us from the Medrash, the couple of Rashi tells us from the Medrash, Atzeres, Yatzarti Yatzrebesli Kemelech, Shezimin Esbonav, Lesudu Lekach Lekach Yomim. It's compared to a king who invited his children to a meal for a certain amount of days. Kim shegia zmanon liyporta omar bni vakoshemichem iku imi oid yom echos kosher leipitaskem. Famous words of Rashi, famous words of Chazal, that the father, the king, tells his children, "Stay with me another day. It's so hard for me for you to leave. Stay another day." The words need an explanation. I mean, many of us who've been lucky enough to have our children with us in the Mizmanim and they're soon about to leave, so I'm sure many of us, and especially our spouses, can relate to these words, Kosher Pidaskem, maybe stay another day. Some people went through that in the middle of Yontif, you have to move over now, get another day, you know. But what's another day? On the contrary, you give another day means the Ava V'Acho is even greater, which means the Preda, the separation, is even harder. The more you're together, the harder it is to separate. So what's achieved with this day? It seems to be a very short-lived benefit. And the Pachat Yitzchak asks this kasha. He says, what's gained bichlal? What is the benefit? In what way do we gain? The Ari HaKadosh explains and translates Shmini Atzeres as a klita of Kedushas Chag HaSukkos. Shmini Atzeres is meant to be somehow something which encapsulates all of the Yontif of Sukkos. And the shayla is, how does that work? What does that do? The Targum Yonason ben Aziel, on the pasuk by Yoyma Shmini Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem, says, B'yoyma Tzimina K'nishin Haven B'achadoi M'atil Choyim Lebeitzchim. The point of Shmini Atzeres is to take that which you had in your sukkah and to bring it into your house. To bring it into your house. What did we have in sukkahs that we're trying to bring into the house? How we bring it in the house? And in what way is that answering the kasha that now the kosher life we dust in, this separation, is going to be that much easier? Mefarshim want to explain that the concept of Sukkos, which we've just been through, is a concept of going out of your house, going out of each person's castle, each person's gashmis, each person's palace, so to speak, and going tachas ruakia, tachas seder tzedem, under the sky of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkos is an incredible mitzvah. You can take shrubbery, you can take something which has no value whatsoever, and you can put it on top, and all of a sudden it's elevated through this mitzvah of sukkah to become a mitzvah which now your yotzah, mitzvah de reisah, of sitting in a sukkah. And the concept is meant to be that a person separates himself from the gashmius, from the normal self-perspective that they go through, and bring themselves tachas ruakia. We find that there's a connection between sukkos and sholem. Sukkah sholem, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu every night in Maariv. Sukkah Shleimecho. What's the connection between Sukkah and Sholem? What's the connection between Sukkah and peace and harmony? And we know there must be a connection because Chazal tell us that Sukkah is connected to Anne HaKavod. And we know that Anne HaKavod came b'schus Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen's main principle was Oyu Sholem v'Oyu Sholem. So what's the connection between Sukkah and Sholem? First, let me explain. When a person is looking out for themselves, for their own well-being, financial well-being, physical well-being, whatever it might be, there's a tendency for each person to look at, so to speak, their patch and Yena's patch. There's a tendency to say that the world isn't big enough for each of us to have what we want. So it's dog eat dog. Like, this is the world that everyone's about to go back out into. Right? It's competition. It's about each man for themselves. And that's a world where it's very, very difficult to have shalom, where it's very difficult to have harmony. And if you look at all the areas where this kind of really comes to the fore, a person's house is sometimes, for some reason, the strongest area. I remember when I trained in mediation, they told us that there's two particular areas which get the most emotive when it comes to mediation disputes. The first, Rahman Islam, is medical malpractice. That's an obvious one, right? Possibly, if they make a mistake, essentially a person's life can be affected or terminated. That's an obvious one. And the other one is neighborhood disputes. Neighborhood disputes. And sometimes the machleksim that can happen between neighbors over things where the financial ramifications cannot be that massive. Areas where in other parts of a person's life they might be prepared to look the other way, but all of a sudden people dig their heels in and lose all sense of reality. Comes along the Torah and tells us, on Sukkot, I want you to leave that house. That very house which means so much to you. Leave that house. Go out into the garden, go into the sheds, go into whatever it is. Have a sukkah. Every person's sukkah, you can have some magnificent sukkahs, you can have some not such magnificent in the house, out the house, and in the day it's a sukkah. And the point of that is that a person realizes that we're not in this world for ourselves. And we're not in this world to build our own palace, so to speak. We're in this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the mitzvah of Sukkos. The mitzvah of Sukkos is to sit in that sukkah and to realize, I'm here as an Eved Hashem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me now? That's what it's all about. So before I should explain, when a person goes through a week with that perspective, when a person stops to think what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for me, how grateful I need to be to Him, and what can I do to serve Him properly? That is the best possible promotion of Shalom. Because if we're out for Ruchnius, if we're all looking out to see what can we achieve in Avodat Hashem, then we're all in it together. It's not about my brownie points, it's not about your brownie points. It's about what can we achieve as a killer, as a nation for Klal Yisrael to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Sukkah Shalom. That's the best possible way of having Shalom in all of Klal Yisrael. This year particularly, I think every year a person speaks after Sukkot and says, this year particularly, Yayin Har, let me forget the chasadim of that year, we move on. This year particularly, the chesed which we had here, I think possibly had more stable weather here than we had in Eretz Yisrael. Incredible, the ava, the warmth, the embrace, which we could feel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamish boilet, all the forecasts and everything telling us it's not going to happen. One person said to me, day before Sukkot, I don't think you're going to need your Sukkot this year. It's not even... I don't even bother putting it up, kilo. But the Yayin Har, Mamish Chasodim. two nights disturbed. For those of you that sleep in the sukkah, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Two nights disturbed in the middle of the night, otherwise, incredible. The warmth which Shmuel embraced us with over sukkahs, to show us how much he wants that avodah. And we too have to reciprocate by showing how much we want to give that avodah. It was clear to everyone. Shmini Atzeres is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an extra day. Shmini Atzeres is not there as the seventh day of Sukkot, it's an eighth day. Shmuel Shmuel Fall says the reason for that is because on Shmini Atzeres you're meant to reflect not only on Sukkot, but on all of the Yomim Tovim of the year. Shmini Atzeres is the last Yom Tov of the year. A person is meant to look back on all the limudim which a person was meant to have established over the year, and that's Shmini Atzeres. In what way are we meant to be bringing the simcha, that connection, that warmth that which we felt in Sukkot, how are we meant to be bringing that into our homes? That's what you see in the Tanchum, the Tachas of Shmini Atzeres is to take that lesson and bring it into our house. How are we meant to bring it into our house? But David Cohen, Shlitz to the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, goes into quite an arichosness, which we don't have time for now, but he explains that we know the sukkah represents the Amnei HaKavod. What was the Amnei HaKavod? The Amnei HaKavod was this encapsulation of Klal Yisrael, which protected them wherever they went. It was the Shechinah surrounding Klal Yisrael, so that wherever they were, it didn't matter, they were with the Shechinah. How can we put ourselves into such a situation nowadays? The Gemara explains various different Gemaras and Mefarshim through Torah. Torah, when a person brings Torah into their life properly, when Torah becomes the basis of their day, when their day revolves around their chavrusa, their kriyas, their shir, whatever it might be, then what they're doing is they're bringing the Shekhinah into their lives in a way which Shmini Atzeres is there to teach us. Simchas Torah. It's there to teach us that if a person brings, we know that nowadays that there's no Amnei HaKavod, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Wherever there's Torah, that's where a person brings Shekhinah into their life. The Shmini Atzeres is meant to tell a person that you need to bring Torah properly back into your house in a way that it will take you through throughout the rest of the year. But Moshe Shmuel Shapiro explains that we've just been through four different madrigas of simcha. Four different madrigas. And it's not very fair to do this now, at the end, when we've already been it. This is what you missed, Chas v'Shalom. This is what we've just had, each and every one of us. The first madriga is the Pasha madriga, which we have through every yontif, v'samachta v'chagecha, v'yisach, sameach. Every member of Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah, simchas yontif. For men, the way that can be encouraged and promoted is through bos of a yayin, to women it's through begotim, to children's glorious, a glazen, sweets. That's the first lowest level of simcha, which you have in every yontif. The next level of simcha, a higher madriga, is simchas beis hasheiva. To the mitzvah of sukkah, there's a mitzvah simchas beis hasheiva, where the Torah tells us to have a mitzvah to be with samachtem lifnei Hashem elikeichem shivas yom. Lifnei Hashem elikeichem, says the Rambam, means in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, where they came and they had the simchas beis hasheiva, that was a different level of simcha. We know that was a level of simcha unparalleled throughout the rest of the year. I saw a lot on that, on the simchas beis hasheiva, what was so special about the simchas beis hasheiva. That on Rosh Hashanah, if we're doing chazor on what we've just been through, on Rosh Hashanah, a person's avodah primarily is with his head. Primarily it's with his mind. If you look through all the psukim, it's about a person knowing. Asher yodei asur, it's about knowing that it's Yom Hadin, it's about understanding, internalizing, appreciating what it means to Mamnech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the mind. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Ikka Avodah is belief. The Ikka Avodah in Yom Kippur is belief, it's Asana Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's no holds barred, we open up, we feel, we express our emotion. A person has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with his mind, and a person has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with his leaf. If a person serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu only with his mind, it becomes all academic. If the heart isn't there, there's no Islavus in the Avodah, then it doesn't work. person can be standing in shul every day, he can come on time, he can daven 3 tefillos a day, and go through the motions, but there's no connection between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only belief, it's all about emotions. So today I'm in the mood, and tomorrow I'm not in the mood, and this is what my emotions take me today, and this is where my emotions take me tomorrow. It also doesn't work. You need to have both. On Sukkot, we have a mitzvah to add to the normal nisuch of yayin, which we pour throughout the year, to add a nisuch hamayim, a pouring of water. Yayin is samach lev. Yayin is something which speaks to the heart. Mayim is something which we know from a number of different places is avoyim machshava. Mayim is pure, it's clear. Mayim is compared to Torah, hoikot som l'chul amayim. The Torah comes along and gives us the mitzvah on the sukkahs that we should have learned the lessons which we've just been through on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, enhancing our avodah shel lev, enhancing our avodah shel moach, and we pour them two down in the mizbeach, and they have to pass down the mizbeach simultaneously to such an extent that the pipe that's going to hold the wine has to be wider than the pipe which holds the water, because the wine is going to take longer to go down, and the mitzvah is that they should go down exactly the same rate. A person has to, by the time it comes to sukkahs, have the avodah shel lev and avodah shel moach in tune. The person should be properly connected, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way possible. That's the second level of simcha. The third level of simcha is Shmini Atzeres. Why Shmini Atzeres? Because on Shmini Atzeres, the Medrash tells us that there's a mitzvah, ani va'atu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael during the Yontzef of Sukkot, there's a Yontzef with all the Shivim, Umos HaOlam. Now there's a Yontzef between me and you, just us together. The Lashon which Moshe Shmuel uses is, it's Yad B'Yad K'v'Yachol. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us are going mamish hand in hand. That's Shmini Atzeres. Hand in hand. Simchas Pesach She'eva was a simcha lifnei Hashem. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there was us dancing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeling the simcha. Shmini Atzeres is us embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu embracing us. That's a different type of simcha. That's a simcha where we're both dancing together, so to speak. But then there's one higher madriga, and that's Simchas Torah. Why is Simchas Torah? How can you possibly have a higher madriga than Yad B'Yad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says to Moshe Shmuel, I can prove to you that Simchas Torah is on a higher madriga than Shmini Atzeres. Because Shmini Atzeres, it's also to dance and it's also to clap. Like every Yontif. But on Simchas Torah, you're allowed. How can that be? It must be that there's a simcha, a level of simcha, which you're feeling on Simchas Torah, which breaks through all those barriers. How can you have a level of simcha that's higher than a simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad B'Yad? Says Moshe Shmuel, Hashem Nekov Imoy, Usuras Melech Boy. On Simchas Torah, when we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that we've completed the Torah, we're finishing the Torah, and we're starting the Torah again. That geshmak, that level of simcha, a simcha of Torah, Torah is pnimis. Torah is internal. Torah is when Anashama is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu internally. It's not a simcha of us holding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside us, and the phenomenal simcha that that creates. That level of simcha is unparalleled with any other simcha that we have. So if we're meant to bring the simcha, we're meant to bring the messages of the entire Yom Tov, entire Yom Noroim, into our house. What's shut into our house? That means into our house to help us go through the months ahead. The Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres comes when the moon is beginning to get small. We're about to go into a long, dark winter. We've got no idea what that winter has to bring to us. We've got no idea what Gezeiros might already be Nigza. We've got no idea on a personal level, on a communal level, on a national level. We've got no idea what's ahead. And the thing that's going to get us through that winter, Mitz Hashem, is the fact if we were Zeicher and if we are Zeicher, to bring all the messages that we've just had over the last few weeks into our homes, into our lives. A person stands in Shul Rosh Hashanah, he says in Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? It means he's going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the central part of his life. That was 3 weeks ago. In what way? Today. Now it's Tachlis. Now we've been through Yom Tov, we've been through the Slichas, we've been through the Daf, we've been through everything. Now we get down to living our lives. You know, a teacher in school. Till now, you can't really get down to teaching the curriculum. You know, there's this Yom Tov, there's that Yom Tov, there's next Yom Tov. You're going from Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Yom Tov. Now, you start getting down to Tachlis. Now I get down to what I really need to teach my pupils. Now each and every one of us goes back to work. And whichever work, whichever form that takes. Now is the chance when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets to see whether when we made those commitments on Rosh Hashanah, when we made those commitments in Yom Kippur, this year is going to be different. This year I'm really going to try in a particular area. Now is when we get the proof in the pudding. Now is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets to see in what way is this year actually going to be different. In what way have we been makabel that we're going to actually make some kind of change? And what we're being told by the lesson of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is if we make sure that Torah is a solid part of our day, a solid part of our life revolves around our Avodas HaTorah, our life revolves around our Chavrusa, our family know how important our Torah is to us, our family see what's important, what's choshev about us, and that has such a phenomenal impact. I'm going to just finish. A number of places made a sukkathon this year, every year, please. The end of Masechet Sukkah tells us an interesting story of the Mishnah of Bilga. The Mishnah of Bilga, who was excluded from being able to divide out like normal Mishmaris when they came in the Tzofen, was excluded. They had to divide out in the Dorim in the south. Their ring in the Beis HaMikdash was locked. They had to shnor, they had to use the rings for the Shkita from other Mishmaris. Their cupboards, which they used to keep the Chalofin in, was blocked up. They had to shnor from other Mishmaris. And the Gemara tells us two possible reasons why this happened. One reason is because the daughter of Bilga unfortunately went off the derech and ended up marrying a Greek officer. And when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, she came in with, and she kicked, famous Gemara, and she kicked the Mizbeach. And she said, this Mizbeach, this wolf which eats the kvasim, which eats the sheep of Klal Yisrael, why aren't you helping Klal Yisrael at their time of need? And the Gemara gives a different explanation, we don't have time, but the Gemara says that if this is what she did wrong, Chazal saw how she spoke in such a disparaging way to Mizbeach, how she didn't give cover to Mizbeach. If this is what she did wrong, then her whole Mishma is not Zecha. Gemara, Bishle Maha, what about her parents? Why are you punishing her parents? Says Gemara, a famous medrash, that what a child says in the Shuk, the attitude of a child in the Shuk comes from the parents. Gemara, why do you have to punish the whole Mishma? Oile Rosh, Oile Shein. I'm going to say very quickly, forgive me if I go very quickly over a story which I think I've maybe even said here once before, but I think it just helps us focus. There was a famous story of before the war in Europe, when it used to be that ladies didn't have many outfits, many clothes, and they used to buy one outfit, used to wear that outfit until it was worn out, and then they used to replace it after a number of years with the next Yontzef outfit, next Shabbos outfit. One day, a lady who's been wearing her outfit for a number of years, and along comes her husband, and she says, I've saved up, you can go and order another outfit. She goes and buys this outfit, she goes and has it fitted, and she brings it home, and the children say, no, mommy, try an outfit, you want to see this new outfit? She says, no, I'm keeping it for Pesach. First day, Pesach, Yontzef, I'm going to wear this outfit. Big simple. Her son comes home from Cheder a few days later, and while they're schmoozing, while they're talking, he discovers that he's finished. Son Yitzchok, he's finished his first Masechta. His mother says, now you tell me, it's gewaldige Simcha. The next day he comes home from school, I'm sorry, I'm ruining this, but I know how important it is to try and finish on time. He comes home from school, and the Shabbos table is laden, the tablecloth, the Shabbos kelim, and his mother is wearing her new outfit. New outfit. He says, mommy, what's going on here? Why is the Shabbos? He says, we're making a siyum. You finish your first Masechta, making a siyum. He says, mommy, your outfit, you told us you keep me for Pesach, you keep me for Yom Tov. She says, Heint is Yontzef in our house. Today you finish your first Masechta. This is Yontzef. Ein Yontzef G'dayu Mizu. That Yitzchak grabs become a Yitzchak Rutner. And Yitzchak Rutner said he never ever forgot the Chashivas and his mother put on his talisman. You see the contrast. When parents are machshiv Torah, when parents are machshiv Yiddishkeit, when children know this is the most important thing in our lives, those of us who are sending our children back to yeshivas, our children back to Eretz Yisrael, to England, wherever it may be, we need to send them off into this winter, knowing that their learning is the most important thing that we have in the world. We need to make sure that our children understand that Ruchnius and Yiddishkeit, that we've just spent the last few weeks being so busy with, is the most important thing. Everything else is window dressing. I mean, Hashem, if we have that focus in our minds, if our children have that focus and they know what's important to our parents, and our children go off into whatever nisyonis they might have around the world, wherever they're going to be, but they know that we are davening for them, for their learning, for their Yiddishkeit, that is the best chizuk that we can give them. That means Hashem, we should be zeicher to come back to Pesach, and everyone should have only grown in Yiddishkeit.
I'm going to go on Thursday.